Welcome into the Waiver Fire podcast. Nick and JP are back after week three. Well, we're finishing up the last final quarter of Monday Night Football as we do. Rams are playing the Bengals in a spicy one. It was a fun weekend of football, but for the most part, week three of fantasy football is in the books. JP, how are you, big dog?
I'm doing good. Well, I'm on the edge of my seat over here with Puka stuff going on.
You got some spice bowling. Do you want to give us the lay of the land so we'll follow it throughout the pod?
Yeah, I'm down 1 point to my opponent who had I was up 15 and I had Puka and he had Mike Evans and Kyren Williams. So he's closed that 15 gap there with his Mike Evans.
Evans with a honestly kind of bullshit touchdown from the 1 yard line. Tough.
Yeah. So we got that and Puka with 5.3. You could do better than that, Pook.
Come on, Puka. We paid good money for that, but we'll follow that throughout. So it's basically Puka and Kyren head to head going into the final quarter. The Rams are down 7 to the Bengals. So that is also exciting and they want to be moving the ball. So Puka certainly has a chance to feast here, but so does Kyren if he gets in that end zone. Man, what a wild weekend in sports. Lot to get to, man. Did you have any highlights from the fantasy or NFL Sunday that you wanted to pop off?
I have Achane in several places on my bench.
God.
I hope that he's successful in the future or anywhere near as successful as he was today. I mean, if he just scored a third of the points that he scored today, every day, I would always start him. He would be like Stephon Diggs if he did that.
That man absolutely smeared his goodies all over the Broncos. And the Dolphins putting up 70 points at home is definitely the ringing storyline of the league. Golly, the Broncos are the most embarrassing team, and it's just so funny how much they gave up for Russell Wilson, and now they're here. So that is lovely.
Somebody on the chat was like trying to be like, John, look how good Russell Wilson's doing.
Oh my God. I think that was
before the game happened.
I think that was Sunday. In good fun. I think that was a tease. I don't think anybody is a Russell believer in our chat, but could be wrong.
I think this person who said it was like a Russell believer for that moment.
Could be. Well, let's start it off on Thursday, man. The 49ers. They look like they're almost kind of in a league of their own. The Eagles also look extremely good, but the 49ers look absolutely dominant. The Giants had no chance on Thursday night. That was almost a tough game to watch. Between Christian McCaffrey, Kittle, Debo, Ayuk hurt. They didn't even need him. Brock Purdy looking good. And then, of course, that defense is stout. So it's all just fantastic for them. The Giants, They could scrape and claw potentially to the wild card, but it's looking like a tough one. The Browns dominate the Titans. The Titans put up 3 points. Tannehill, where JP, you and I kind of got into the league together when Tannehill and Derrick Henry and that Titans offense kind of popped off a little bit. Remember the resurgence of Ryan Tannehill?
He would. I mean, back when was it Corey Davis that was over there? Or
absolutely.
No?
Absolutely, it was AJ Brown and Corey Davis.
Was it also? Yeah, that's who it was. And Corey Davis was hot for a little while.
And now
it was fun. Tannehill was like that late quarterback that you picked that one year that was just tearing it up. And oh yeah, and then I got to the playoffs off of him.
It was lovely. It was lovely. And now it was the Matthew McConaughey McConaughey renaissance, something like that. He was back. And now it seems to be all done, unfortunately. Derrick Henry, boy, that it was ugly. I think he had like 30 total yards this past Sunday. You can't love that. Although the Browns defense is stout, but yeah. The Lions, similarly, kind of men and boys. The Lions, a professional football team. The Falcons, kind of got exposed. They came into the game 2-0 and promptly put up 6 points. And yeah, when they play real teams, I don't think that that team's going to show up too well.
Yeah.
The Packers and Saints had it was a defensive scrape, but 18-17, the Packers take it down at home. The Saints, they're both 2-1 now. Those teams, man, the Packers with Jordan Love and the defense looking okay, the Packers could do something, you know, particularly with the Vikings being absolute trash, the Bears being absolute trash. They have a chance to actually get into some playoff spots. We'll see how they look in the coming weeks. But the Saints will be interesting. We'll get to injuries in a little bit, but Derek Carr, shoulder sprain. And do you know who the backup in New Orleans is?
I do, because he was playing, right?
Oh, I missed it. You watched a little bit. I wasn't able to.
I think so. Who was it? I can't.
It should be Jameis. It should be Jameis Winston playing for the Saints again. So could be worse, maybe.
Worse for football, but maybe not worse for fantasy.
That's fair. Michael Thomas, Chris Olave, now coming back Alvin Kamara. It'll be interesting. Trying to quickly peek at who they play next week. Tampa Bay. So Tampa Bay kind of got lit up tonight by the Eagles, but that's the Eagles. So we'll see. That will be a good test, because I think the Tampa Bay Rays are middle of the pack, and it'll be interesting to see how the Saints can fare against them. We said the Dolphins just walloped on the Broncos. Oh, we don't have to spend too much time, but my Vikings continue to lose. The Vikings go to 0-3.
But at least they're putting up good numbers.
Oh, dude, they're fantasy gold. I love the Vikings. Justin Jefferson is fantastic. Oh, the 101 is coming through right now. I mean, it's the dream for fantasy, but good God, it's an embarrassment of a team for sure. Wow, 4th-and-1, they give it to Joe Mixon, and he earns that yard. He earns 2 yards, hard fought, bust through the line, bust through arm tackles, and converts the fourth down. We are 10 minutes into the fourth quarter. It is still a 7-point game, although now the Bengals are driving for a field goal to make it a 10-point game. Mm. Patriots kind of get it done against the Jets. Oh, 15-10. That was struggle bus right there. I think that both of those teams are going to be a bit tough to watch throughout the season. Particularly the Jets. Bills and Commanders was men and boys, 37-3. Oh, and then, Joe Burrow throws an interception in field goal territory. You cannot do that. Oh, my God. How can you give him a chance? Joe Mixon has been looking so good all night for the first time this year. How can you do that, Joe Burrow? Oh, my God. The Bengals fans, stunned. This will be fantastic. Ooh, a Kyren versus Puka drive right now. A disgusting pick by the corner safety of the Rams, but you can't do it, Joe Burrow.
Oh, my goodness.
Tekken Tag Tournament Tekkens go into Jacksonville. Jacksonville, what are you doing, guys? You give up 37 points to C.J. Stroud and company. C.J. looks legit. Don't let me, take away from him. Tank Dell, we'll talk about later. Obviously, why is the other wide receiver's names eluding me right now for the Texans? He'll come to me later. But Tank Dell is kind of the story there. Put up 37 against the Jags. Trevor Lawrence, not really looking spicy. Wow, this one was a little bit of a surprise. The Colts go into Baltimore, not having Anthony Richardson, having to rely on Gardner Minshew. He pushes it to overtime, and they get it done. Justin Tucker misses a potential game winner, I think, from 61. So that's in his range. I don't mind the Ravens going for it, but then they give up the L right there. The Colts move to 2-1. Gardner is looking okay. So something to monitor there with the Ravens. That's a tough loss right there. The Seahawks get it done against the Panthers. They do give up 27 points. So I think the Seahawks defense is going to be exploitable all year round, but they get it done 37 points on the back of, I'm guessing that, Kenneth Walker had a nasty 97 yards and two. But man, if you want to target matchups, I think it's the Bears and the Seahawks, and of course the Denver Broncos as probably the top three that you can, you know, aim to exploit. Speaking of those Bears, the Chiefs at home, it wasn't ever a question, but 41-10. Yikes, Chicago, you are toast already.
It hurts me to hear about it. I want them to do better.
It would be fun if Justin Fields could be a Lamar Jackson of yesteryear and be spicy, but the team is just absolute trash, and they will be soon moving into complete punt mode, I'm sure. Cardinals at home sneak out a well-earned victory against the Cowboys. I think the Cardinals defense is somewhat legit. Don't look down at Arizona on the matchup slate and just write that off as, oh yeah, good matchup. Oh, and then he's throwing. Is there holding? No flag. I mean, but still, the Cowboys, only 16 points, and you give up that defense. I know that they're missing who was the star corner who just got what was it? ACL? I can't remember. Anyways, but still, to give up 28 against Josh Dobbs. Raiders get it done on Sunday night. I'm sorry, Raiders lose to Pittsburgh on Sunday night. The Raiders are also a really, really bad team. And tonight we had the Eagles take care of business against the Bucks, and the Bengals and the Rams yet to be decided. A lot that I went through there. You kind of sprinkled in highlights. Ooh, a nasty little sack by the Bengals. Stafford is holding the ball so long, and they've completely gone away from the running game here. They're only down seven. And
that's the going away from the running. That's good for me. We need Puka.
You're right. You're right. But still. Oh, what are you doing, man? You're down by seven. You've got Kyron Williams, who's emerged as a talent, and you just start two straight pass plays, and now you're forced into third and long. Be careful with this football now. You don't want to make a mistake at third and 18. I think this is just like a little check down, maybe even just a little draw play. Oh, no, they push Kyron into the slot there. No backfield. Empty backfield. Oh, then there's just clear holding, and they don't get called, and he's just wandering, and he gets sacked, and he throws it. Oh! 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 It wasn't a first down, but Kyron Williams just got like 17 yards on the reception. So
fucking hell.
That was an insane play. And they're saying, no, they're saying potentially incomplete. They're talking about it. This is big, man. This is like three fantasy points right here.
I know.
Let's see if he gets sacked. Is his knee down? Oh, I think his ankle was down. I think. Yeah, he's down. So that'll come off the board. That's goodness. Big for you. Hey, let's talk a little bit about injury and move that into the waiver wire. I will get to a segment where I'm going to rely on you heavily, JP. So butter up. But just to sprinkle injuries, the big one on the week, RIP, Big Mike Williams.
Yeah. Wow.
I knew that he's been injured every single year, and that's just kind of the way he plays. He plays real hard. He goes up for the ball and he comes down hard, but you hope that he just misses four or five games per year.
He was really starting to work out.
Oh my gosh. He was very sexy.
He was very much part of every drive. And
he was.
Oof.
He was. And
truly RIP.
RIP, torn ACL. Hope he can come back. You know, it's early in the season. Hope he can come back somewhat strong next year, but he will be gone for the rest of the season, and that will slot in a couple waiver wire pickups. The only other two, we mentioned Derek Carr with his shoulder sprain. We'll see how that pans out. I don't think it's any huge drop-off Derek Carr to Jameis if you're relying on Chris Olave. I think it'll be fine. Jameis has been there for a while. And then the only other one was Jimmy G getting concussed. So we'll see if he can work through that. If he can't, I honestly don't even know who the Raiders' backup is. I didn't do my homework. Is it still? Oh, it's Brian Hoyer. Oh my So
God. That's
he's
the
still technically in the league, I guess.
that is a true backup right there. God,
So
that's
if
a
you're
career
relying on
backup.
Devontae Adams, or if you've enjoyed Jakobi Meyers' recent emergence, you're hoping Jimmy G's concussion was just a slight headache somehow, but we'll monitor that. Bringing into waivers, Mike Williams' departure does warrant another wide receiver in that Chargers passing attack. And it's really a choice between two players. You have Josh Palmer, who's been there for a while and has had the chance before and has never really shown it. He's had flashes, but hasn't really shown a lot. And then you also have their high draft capital pick this year, rookie Quentin Johnston. Apparently a physical freak, but hasn't yet to do anything on the field. How do you feel between the two, I guess? And are you interested at all?
Quentin Johnson and who?
It's Joshua Palmer, who's been kind of the long-tenured wide receiver 3/4 in LA.
Ugh, I don't like Quentin Johnson. I looked at him before the year even started, at his film and stuff. And I know people like the ballers will just
Right.
look at like a bajillion things of film, but I do it differently. I look at his highlights, his best plays. See, like, what's the very best thing that you can do
Nice.
or that you have done? And if you look at Quentin Johnson's like supposed like dopest plays, they're not that dope. Like it doesn't look like Zay Flowers to me.
Right.
Like he if you look at his highlights, you could see the magic there. It's like Justin Jefferson or something like that. And it's just not there for me with him. So, oh, but I think I might have to choose him, I guess, for this question.
Yeah, I agree. I think that folks are going to be kind of disappointed. You know, the ballers insist that Quentin Johnson will be kind of a second half emergence, and I'm sure the team will give him that chance. So if you're 3-0, 2-1, and your wide receivers are looking pretty stout, or at least you can fill in your slots and let him rest on the bench, maybe it's worth taking a flyer and see if that can emerge over the coming weeks. So yeah, it's not a absolute smash, replacement option, but I think there is potential there. And then really, it's ugly after that, honestly. There weren't any notable injuries at running back position, thankfully. I mean, that's that we've had enough this year already. But you do have Latavius Murray, who's getting like just 5 or 6 touches, but he's getting the goal line in Buffalo. He has back-to-back touchdowns. I think that if you're absolutely desperate, he's a decent play every week and hope for pay dirt. He could, put up 10 yards and just fuck you, but he has a chance for titties. So that's exciting
He's
at the running back position.
definitely there.
You have Clyde. Clyde had 15 touches this past week, was only
Oh
able to muster,
boy.
he mustered 55 yards.
Do
Yeah,
you love
Clyde.
Clyde?
I no longer have any love in my heart for him, Jake.
That
He's disappointed me too many times, and I
thanks a
don't.
lot, Clyde.
Clyde. Oh, if you're looking for quarterback, Stafford has been fine. He's putting up 15 points every week, although I don't think he's going to do it this week. But he does get to travel into Indianapolis. Indianapolis has Gardner Minshew is looking pretty good. It looks like that could be a decent little shootout. 54-yarder here to go up by 10 with 7 minutes. This is huge. And he nails it. Goes up 10. Well, the Rams, if they were pass heavy on the last drive, they will be attacking. They are 2 scores down now with 7 minutes to play. And that's really it for the waiver wire. It is thin this week. All right, man. So I have some names here, JP.
All right.
These are names that have been pretty disappointing so far in fantasy football. And I want you to go, we're going to kind of do rapid fire here. And I basically want you to say whether you think it will turn around or not. And if you do think it'll turn around, I guess I want you to say whether you would actually like buy low on these players. I think that's the game. Would you buy low on these players? Yes or no, rapid fire.
Okay.
You ready?
Ready.
Joe Burrow. Would you buy
No.
low?
No.
Daniel Jones, would you buy hella low?
No.
Justin Fields?
Oh, no.
Dak Prescott?
No.
Trevor Lawrence?
Maybe really low.
So we're not moving in on quarterback. So hopefully you drafted one you like, because
Yeah,
otherwise,
most of my leagues, I'm not in a quarterback situation, so
that's fair. That's fair.
it's hard for me to think about it that
Yeah, I can dig that. Well,
way.
I actually agree on basically all of that. I Joe Burrow with the injury just doesn't have the mobility, and yeah, the rest of them, Daniel Jones, Justin Fields, Dak, I was never going to touch any of them. Trevor Lawrence, it is a little bit surprising. They've got great weapons there. The defense isn't that good. He's just got to step up himself. I guess I agree. I wouldn't. Oh, a big toss to Tutu and nothing. All right. How about running back? We've got four names here. All have been very disappointing. Would you buy low on these running backs? Najee Harris.
I'd have to look at his numbers, but I'm thinking still no.
It's been horrific. You don't have to look at the numbers. It's been absolutely horrific. Khalil Herbert.
Absolutely not. I've got Khalil Herbert and
So you would sell low on Khalil Herbert then if you wouldn't buy him. You would definitely sell him if you could get anything at this point.
yes.
Javonte Williams, would you buy low?
Is it by low? I thought he was doing okay.
Let me quickly pull up Javonte to give you his weekly numbers. Javonte has gone 6 points, 6 points, 7 points. That's pretty bad.
I mean, I try to stay away from that dumpster fire team.
Okay, not buying low. Josh Jacobs, would you buy low?
Yeah, I'll buy low on Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs is a potential trade target. I can dig
Yeah,
that.
I think so.
Wide receivers. Well, Ja'Marr Chase finally had a decent night tonight, so it kind of takes him a little bit off the board. Jerry Jeudy, would you buy low?
No.
Chris Godwin.
Maybe if I was a guy who was super heavy on running back and just had like almost no help at wide receiver.
Godwin's targets have been 6, 8, and 5. He's averaged about 50 yards a game, just has not scored yet. So he's been 7 points, 8 points, 7 points. I think Godwin would be a fine buy low. Although Baker has just not been throwing touchdowns. So I don't know if that's really going to improve. But I think Godwin's a decent buy low. Drake London.
No way.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Don't think so.
Terry McLaurin.
Is he doing real bad?
Terry McLaurin has scored 4 points, 14 points, where he had the touchdown, and 6 points. Targets are 4, 6, and 6. He's averaging about 40 yards a game.
No.
I
No,
don't think
no
so either.
thanks.
Did I have one more on wide receivers? Oh, I have a few more. T. Higgins, are you buying low?
He's not having a good night tonight, is he?
He has had many drops tonight. I think he popped off in week two, didn't he? Yeah, he had 26 points. First week, the zero, the goose, then 25 points, and then 3 points tonight. Maybe because of the 25-point pop-off, maybe you can't really buy low, but possibly.
Yeah, I would think about T. Higgins because even if I wouldn't buy Joe Burrow, that's just because I don't like what I feel like his potential fantasy output could be,
right,
as a player himself. But, and I know he's hobbled right now, so in the future he could be just a little bit less shitty than this and do the thing from last week with, what is it, how many targets did he get?
Higgins?
No, he just had 89 receiving yards, but I guess he had a couple touchdowns.
He motorboated. It was spicy. He had 12 targets last week. He's at 8, 12. It's 12, 8, 12, and 8. So definitely getting some nice targets. I wouldn't mind kicking the tires on a T. Higgins trade as well.
Yeah.
Calvin Ridley.
It seems like he was a good draft pick. He went good game, poop game, poop game. All right.
Yes, exactly. And those poop games were against KC and Houston. KC's a solid defense, but man, Houston, you would have hoped for more.
No, I would still be a little bit interested.
I agree.
He's got 11, 8, 7 targets. I mean, they're getting less, but that's probably just coincidence. Next game, you never know. It would probably be like 12.
I agree. I think it will be kind of matchup based. He's got Atlanta this week. Honestly, I think this might be the kind of buy low window here. I wouldn't be surprised if he comes out of Atlanta and has a nice game. So I think Calvin Ridley might be kind of the time right now this week if you can get something done.
Yeah.
All right. We've got 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. The Rams are going to lose this game. You are down by 1.3 points. You need a Puka reception, man. Come on.
My God.
Let me throw out some interesting flex choices this coming week. We'll start with you. I think the only option, like the choice you have this week is, do you play McKinnon at the Jets? McKinnon only had like 5 attempts, but he had 2 touchdowns this past week. McKinnon at the Jets or Khalil Herbert versus Denver? Denver just got roasted on the ground.
I'll take McKinnon.
Really? Ooh, I would go Herbert there myself.
Why?
Denver is the worst. And Khalil Herbert's actually getting touches. McKinnon's getting like 3 targets.
Yeah, but they can't do anything, Chicago. You really think they're going to be able to do something against this team because they're so bad?
It's at home versus Denver.
So
and then KC has to travel into New York to play the Jets. The Jets is a very good defense. Yeah, I just don't think McKinnon's getting worked in enough.
What
so.
about what about do you think Justin Fields is going to have a good week?
Probably not. Probably not.
All right.
Let's look at other here for myself. Here's what I'm looking at. I've got Joe Mixon, who's done well tonight, but it's been kind of sloppy. He has to play Tennessee. Tennessee has and there Mixon goes, don't tell me you're hobbling. Don't tell me you're hobbling off the field right now. He didn't look like he was giving me too much. Oh boy. Mixon has to take on Tennessee. Tennessee's the number one rush defense. I have to play Joe Mixon, but I'm not expecting too much. Alvin Kamara comes back in his first game, and he'll be playing with Jameis versus Tampa Bay at home. You've got Mostert, who's just been electric. It's at Buffalo. I have to play Mostert until he breaks. He's the glass cannon that I have to keep firing. Josh Kelly has been so disappointing, getting like 1 fantasy point every week running back for the Chargers, but they're at home versus Vegas. I don't think Eckler is going to suit up. Mike Williams is out of the picture. Josh Kelly, I think I'm probably going to start him too. It's either him really or Sky Moore at the Jets or Kenneth Gainwell versus Washington at home. Kenny Gainwell, I think, got like 10 carries tonight. So he's getting worked back in after his injury. I guess it's Sky Moore at the Jets versus Josh Kelly versus Vegas. Josh Kelly has been so fucking bad, man. Good God.
What combination of Alexander Mattison, Zay Flowers, and A-Chain would you play next week?
That's solid. Who does Miami take to play again? Miami's playing Buffalo. A-Chain, Flowers, and who?
Madison.
Oh, who does who?
It could be it's a running back in a flex position, so it could be
Right.
it's got to be one of the running backs, and then it could be both of them, but it could also be Flowers.
Is that Puka? No, that's Higbee. God damn it. Come on, Puke.
Come on,
The
Pook.
Vikings play the Panthers. The Panthers defense is very, very bad. Madison, Zay Flowers. Who do the Ravens play next week? Ravens play the Browns. The
Cleveland.
Browns defense is very good. Zay Flowers have been kind of worked out of the mix. Still think I lean Madison and Flowers. Hey, I know A-Chain had the big nasty, but I think it's still Mostert Chubb. Although I will say, JP, I was not watching the games. I was on vacation. When I saw, A-Chain got the first two titties, and I thought that Mostert was going to be like done for the day. Then, of course, Mostert scores four more touchdowns. So A-Chain did get the first few touchdowns, but I think Mostert dominated in touches. And Madison has looked so bad, and there's Cam Akers there as well.
The Madison,
Fuck.
yeah, I guess Cam didn't play last week.
I think he played a few snaps, but
Well, he had 20 rush attempts. Madison did. He
man.
went from 11 to 8 to 20.
Oh, Van Jefferson, come up with that ball, you. Oh, man. What do you lean between Flowers, A-Chain, and Madison?
I mean, I guess I think I should leave it how it is, because A-Chain is obviously on the bench right now.
Yeah.
It's tough, man.
That is tough. That is tough.
Zay
Oof.
Flowers, Zay Flowers targets 10, 5, 10.
That's nice. Oh my God, who just got blown up? Was that 2-2 on third and three? Well, they're gonna have to go for it anyways, but boy, if they give the ball up here, it's fourth down and three with 2.5 to spare. They only have one timeout. They can't pick this up. It's the game probably, and you're gonna lose by a point and a half. Come on, man. Give it to Puka here. Get him like 7 or 8 yards.
Give
Come
it to
on.
Puka because he can get you a first down.
Fourth and three here. Let's tune in live.
Pressure again. Stafford steps up. It's
Stafford
a run by the quarterback. You
converts the
got
fourth
exactly
down.
what you.
Nice move by Stafford. Bengals only brought three on a fourth and three. I mean, doesn't have anything to do with the game, but hell yeah. We've got a first fresh set of downs here. Nice. What else did I have set up here? There's a couple other. Oh, I've got trade targets, JP. So we talked a little bit about buy lows, but here are all the players currently on the bench of teams in our league that I think are kind of interesting to kick the tires on. Feel free to weigh in if you'd like. I think Brandon Ayuk might be the top of the list. Brandon Ayuk was injured, but had looked really good to start the year and should be coming back pretty soon. I think it might be interesting to go in on him. You also have Zay Flowers was on the bench, but man, versus the Browns, you might want to wait one more week for the Ravens to get kind of punished by the Browns and then buy even lower. Kareem Hunt has a chance there in Cleveland. I know that Jerome Ford looked kind of good getting the touchdown, but he was really inefficient actually. And Kareem Hunt could be the starter sooner rather than later. I think if you could buy low on Kareem Hunt, it's worth a flyer. I think it could be kind of a lottery ticket there. I know he did look pretty gassed the last time we've seen him, but I think it's interesting. And then you've got Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones, I want to say, has been out for 2 weeks now with the hamstring. Did he get hurt in week one? I think.
I'm not sure.
And it was a bad hamstring injury. And I know you don't want to kind of chase injury, and hamstrings can linger throughout the year.
Puka.
What? I'm that
Puka.
Far behind. Did Puka get some action? Oh, what Puka. Was it? A titty? Oh, he got a big catch. Oh, dude, I'm so far. How am I so far behind? I'm live on ESPN. What? Oh, well, we'll definitely play it for the audience. Oh, babe, it wasn't a touchdown. Let's go, JP. You go up by Kyren. 4 points. Oh, not Kyren touchdown.
No, Kyren carry for 2 yards.
Oh, dude, I need to. Why am I not on the? How are you like minutes ahead of me? What is this?
I'm not watching it. I'm just back here recording the pod, but I've got my updates coming in.
Oh my god, show me. Oh, was there just like a huge sack right there, or was it a turnover? What is going on with this updated game here?
Puka plus 5.6.
Let's go.
One reception for 37 yards.
That's so fucking big, man. I'm so pumped up to see that and to play it live for our. I don't even know if it's legal to play audio.
Yeah,
podcast,
they're going to come after us now.
Fuck them. Who gives a fuck?
Got to get some of our revenue.
I think Aaron Jones is an interesting kick the tires on. Sam Laporta, tight end, has looked very nice on Major's team. Dallas Goedert, I think, has done enough this week that I'm fine kind of sitting back, but he's definitely, here it is. Let's get this.
Gotta help nice the left tackle people. If you're Sean McVay. He's on his own. Stafford again tries to scramble and now launches downfield, and wide open is Puka Nacua. They've been doing a great job.
Wow, that was nasty. Stafford, dude, Stafford is showing some pretty nice mobility in the pocket, shifting around, stepping up. That's sweet right there. And are you down? Let's keep tuning in because we're down a touchdown, but obviously you said, oh, and they gave it to him. Oh, wow, and he almost got there. He got down to the 1 yard line. And then what happened?
You can't run the football here right now. Like, you have this time is of the essence. This should absolutely be passes, the biggest thing. You cannot throw the ball short of the goal.
And then they get it. And then Kyren's still in there on second and goal. Stafford, does he throw a pick?
Stafford.
Throw that back in the end zone. There you go.
No chance there.
All right, that stops the clock. Third and goal. Did I have any other trade targets, Sam Laporta, we talked about? We talked about Adam Thielen a little bit. JP, he's getting targets, man.
Yep, Adam Thielen, no joke. If you're not playing him now, you should be playing him now. He's like a top 15-ish, top 16-ish wide receiver on the year.
Oh, here we go, third and goal.
Nacua off to the left along with Tyler Higbee. He's been a weapon tonight. Atwell emotions to that side as well. They throw.
Oh, Atwell with the titty. Oh, that's nice. That's nice, dude. That should secure it for you right there. Oh, wow. What a wild finish, man. Hey, that's huge for you. You were down 0-2 to start the year. 0-3 would be brutal. You're going to move to 1-2 with life right now. That's big time.
I know, and I don't hate my team. Some people really hate their team in this league.
There's a lot of negativity.
They're so hateful towards their teams. They're just like, God, I suck or something.
They take it pretty harshly. You know, JP, I just said Sam Laporta, tight end for the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, I like Sam Laporta.
You have been playing Chig Okonkwo.
Yes, Sam Laporta would be a massive upgrade for me.
You also have two wide receivers on the Seattle Seahawks.
I could trade one of them for Sam Laporta, I guess.
You could go Sam Laporta. You could definitely do Sam Laporta plus. You might want to shop something like that up, dude. Chig is hurting your team pretty badly.
Yeah, I think so.
You've got Christian Kirk on the bench, so you've got a little bit of depth. You hopefully have Cooper Kupp coming back in time. You might want to move one of those wide receivers for Laporta plus or something like that. Who knows?
Yeah, I've been thinking about a tight end, but I really wasn't thinking about Laporta.
Go. At least you're on it. Did I have anything else on the trade block? Oh, you know, an interesting one. This is somebody I'm definitely going to kick the tires on a little bit. I know that it's Bijan's team in Atlanta, and that Atlanta's not that good. But Tyler Algier is being involved, and he's a good player. But the last 2 weeks, 4 points, 3 points, Green Bay and Detroit. I think Tyler Algier is interesting to kick the tires on. Again, he's getting work. He's getting 10 plus touches every game at the running back position. I think if you're desperate and he's on Jandy's team, well, Jandy's running backs are just trash, but you might be able to do something there. So keep him in your sights as well. Oh man. Whew, what a week. To recap the standings now. I beat Drew Cook. I will move to 3-0. He will move to 2-1. DC beat Farrell, so he'll move to 2-1. Farrell at a 1-2. Oh, they go for the onside kick and they don't get it. Bengals pull off a much needed win. You will move to 1-2, beating the 2-0 Chris there. That's a huge win. Chris moves to 2-1. Major moves to 0-3, losing big time to Moonhead, who goes to 1-2. Big win for Moonhead. Scott, even after what some people would call a horrific trade, we'll see if Eckler comes back strong, does take down Cody. Cody moves to 0-3, Scott to 2-1, and Jandy beats the tar off of potentially the worst team in the league, even with acquiring Amon-Ra St. Brown and, is it Jerome Ford? It is Jerome Ford. In Vink, his team is Le Poop. So it will be the Smith Bros on top as the only 3-0 teams. You like to see that, but plenty of season to come, man. JP, any final thoughts on week three?
That's about it.
Dude, good to hear from you again, and we will tune in next Monday night.
All right, I'll let you then.